Today is January the 21st, 2020, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading through the book of John and learning how to pray scripture. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy God. Today's prayer is brought to you by the letter I. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, we thank you for your inexhaustible love. You're an invisible God made visible through Jesus Christ. You're infallible and you have infinite wisdom. Your name is Emmanuel. You're our intercessor, and Lord, you're so incredible. You're the intelligent designer and the image of the invisible God. Your name is I Am. You're the instructor of instructor and the indescribable gift to humankind. Lord, thank you for the inheritance and the immortality that awaits us. You are so inviting, and Lord, we just want to tell you how much we love you. Thank you, Father, for giving us this new day. Thank you for Martin Luther King Day and for all of the celebrations of that man of God. He just loved you so, and he was able to be the greatest ambassador of our times. Thank you for his incredible knowledge of the Word. And thank you so much, Lord, that we have the opportunity to share him with our students. You, God, alone have made us all, and you, God, alone can help us with all of our relationships in school and out of school. So we give you this day and ask you to lead us and direct our paths. And we ask it all in the incredible name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are in the book of John, chapter 11, and almost to the end. The Word of God, John 11, verses 45 to 50. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." The Word of God, John 11, verses 45 to 50. Praise God for his incredible word. Now, the second thing that we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small excerpt of a song, and then I'll read you the lyrics. Now, this year, we're doing only hymns, and I'm taking one hymn a week and kind of just playing it through by four different artists this week, since we have a four-day week. So our song, our hymn for this week is Nothing But the Blood, and today's version is sung by B.B. Winans.
Say it again. I said, what can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
No, what can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I'm singing.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin alone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And that, dear friends, was Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, sung by B.B. Winans and written by Robert Lowry in 1876. Now, the next thing that we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to look to God's Word, for there is something in the Word of God for everything. In fact, we call it, there's a word for that. So we take a scripture, and we say it, and then we pray it. Today's scripture is about labor, and it is Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Is rest elusive to you, my friend? Do you feel heavy burdened? Well, we have the antidote, Christian educators. We go to Jesus, the only one who can lift our burdens, large and small. Why wait? And now, my friends, I'm going to pray Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, and it is only an example. It is my heart's cry that you try it yourself, in your own style, in your own way, with your own words, using the scripture. Dear Heavenly Father, you are so inviting. Thank you for caring for us so much. What an invitation to come to you when our labors are too much. Help us, Lord, to come right away and not to take on unnecessary troubles. Teach us to take your yoke, for it is easy and your burden is light. We long for the rest that only you can provide. Lord, you are lowly in heart and gentle, and we know there is rest for our souls in you and you alone. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you for your tender, loving care. We pray in the gentle name of Jesus. Amen. My friends, I have a really nice collection of these verses for you, so that by the end of the school year, we'll have almost 200 verses that you can pray throughout the summer to prepare for next year. You can find them at their own little shortcut, tinyurl.com/TAWFT. There's a word for that. Feel free to share with your colleagues too. We are also making a commitment to meditating on God's word by memorizing some scriptures. So we're just doing one a month. And this month for January, we actually have kind of a two-parter. So there's a simplified version and kind of an upgrade if you want to go for it. So it is Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 to 9. So 4 and 5 would be the one we're going to commit to. And if you can add on 6 to 9, oh, that'll be awesome. And it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." And then verse 6 to 9, it says, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." And that is our 6th out of 10 memory verses we're doing this year together to add to your toolbox. For meditation on God's word is so helpful when you have a negative mindset or you just have worries. Replace it with the word of God. The final thing we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to take a look at prayer, its posture and its practicalities. Not only is it practical and doable, it's essential. And so each day, across the nation, Christian educators pause and pray at 1:16 p.m. Yes, a very inconvenient time. But you can do it by setting your alarm. And by going over to turn off your alarm, you take just those few moments to pray. Now, it's a breath prayer. Your posture cannot be kneeling or bowing your head. You just go about your business. But it is a powerful prayer because it's a prayer of unity as you join your brothers and sisters all across the time zones. And so, my friends, we do offer a prompt. It's not the essential part, but it's just for a little variety. So today we're going to be praying that our students see us as ambassadors of Christ without using words. Now, if that alarm goes off and you have no memory of that prompt, don't even worry. Just say, thank you, Lord, or just say, help, or pray for the needs of your school, or pray for the first person that catches your eye. This prayer is based on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Now, the second thing about prayer that we do is take a different type of prayer that can be done on campus and then kind of unpack it all week. Now, in the second semester, we're repeating the prayers we did in the first semester just for a little review and reminder. So this week, we're going to be taking a look at prayer walking. Taking the time to prayer walk around your school is priceless. It's a bit clunky in the beginning, but with a little practice, you'll be able to pray for each area of your school as you walk past them. Start slow, try it by yourself first, and then invite a friend. I had the privilege of praying with my friend Barbara Billadou for years around our school, and we would just circle buildings, and it was just one of the greatest gifts of praying on campus. I hope that you try it. It's really a gift for your school and even a gift for yourself. And now, dear friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of our scripture for today from John 11, verses 45 to 50. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." Oh, precious God, we just rationalize about things, Lord. How could it be better that one man die? That man, you, Lord, Jesus Christ, I know that it was your plan to save us, but Lord, how horrible a death. How horrible the people treated you. Oh Lord, we are so sorry, and yet we are so elated that you would do such love for us. So Lord, help us to never take it for granted, and help us to always be grateful and to cry out with a thankful heart to you in prayer and in our actions. We love you, Lord, and lift this day up to you and ask a blessing upon it in the holy and marvelous name of Jesus. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.